Well, Nigel, are you shocked by what you've seen today?
That wasn't the start we wanted, was it? That's a definite. We started poorly. Shocking goal we've given away. You know, we talked about a long throw that they've got, and you know, it's scrambled into the back of the net. But we've got to deal with that, haven't we? Dear me. So we go behind 10, 15 minutes into the game. Obviously, we didn't have a grip of it. They were better than us in that respect. Change the shape round. Evens the game out a little bit more. But again, you know, the three goals we've gone and conceded from set plays. Fellas, you've got to flip and defend them, you know. So we've got to do better than that. The players are well aware, I'm well aware. I think the football club's well aware. So we've got to do better than that if we want to give ourselves a chance to win games of football. Because I've highlighted it at the start when we joined, you know, you need to try and get that. Six players who want to go and head a ball on both ends of the both penalty areas, and we haven't done that well enough today. And the fourth goal, it's a great finish by the lad Dak, who's gone and scored it. But dear me, there's no way he should be even getting a shot in, let alone scoring. So we weren't good enough. Credit to them, you know. We'll always look at ourselves. We'll give them credit. They've gone and they've got off to a good start. Just in Edinburgh, you know, they've justifiably gone and won the game. But from my point of view, we've got a lot of work to do and we're well aware of that. It's just a shame we've had so many great supporters come down on a glorious day like this and we've let them down. We're well aware of that. And what we've got to do is work hard to put it right.
And the fact that the three goals had an element of, or before Dak's goal, had an element of, they were similar, weren't they? And that after all of the pre-season work and the statements about defending set pieces, laid bare all of Sheffield United's problems that are age old.
Yeah, well, we've got to do better than it. I don't want to go on what's happened before. I've got to talk about what we're doing going forward. But I've highlighted it. You know, both penalty areas, set plays are massive. And we've got to be better than that. And again, today is the first competitive game. I've talked to the players about what we like. I've talked about they've done really well on the training ground, but this is where it matters. It's game day. This is where it matters, and we have got to do better when it actually matters on game day, and we've got to put it right. There's no hiding away from that. Today is not good enough, and we've got to address that, and we've got to address it very, very quickly.
I know necessarily it seems unfair to highlight individuals, but what was your thinking behind bringing in Long today as opposed to Howard?
You're right, I'm not going to highlight individuals. You know, we as a team have got to work hard, and we've got to do everything we can to win games of football. As I said, the lads have done really well through pre-season. I've got to make decisions on who we're going to pick. You know, George is a very good goalkeeper when you're answering that. And I'm not going to highlight any individual. It's us, it's we. We've got to make sure that we get it right moving forward.
Quite a lot of that team, though, have they? You learn more, I suppose, in defeat, if you like. That was, you know, so many issues. Have you changed your opinion on certain players because of today?
Well, listen, I've got to make sure that we get it right for our football club. And today's the first day, as I said, pre-season over. This is where it matters. And again, we learn lessons all the time. And what we've got to do is make sure that we keep striving to improve and get it right. And as I said, it's a simple game. Stick it in one end and keep it out of the other. We haven't done enough to keep it out of our penalty area today or the back of our net today from, you know, some situations that we should be able to deal with and we haven't done. You know, and again, there's a lot of things, but I'll keep them private to myself because I've got to make sure that we get ourselves ready for the next game and the game after that, and we've got to keep moving forward. And, you know, we've got to, as a collective unit, we've got to make sure that we keep striving to improve and get it right.
You and I spoke the other day about the need and the wish to get somebody in at centre-half. Does what's happened today speed up that need?
Well, I don't think our two centre-halves would have fought for the two goals. When you talk about who was actually marking.
I appreciate that's part of the team thing, but it's an issue you've highlighted.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, I was hoping that we had someone across the line before today started. That, unfortunately, is not just quite materialised. You never know. I mean, we had a conversation through the course of the week, didn't we? So, you know, we've got to get it across the line. I've highlighted it's an area of the field of play that we need to, you know, improve on from a numbers point of view. And again, today is a day that we've got to, you know, we can draw so much lessons from today's performance, today's results, individually and collectively. And what I've got to do is make sure that we keep getting, striving forward as a football club.
And because of what had happened in that spell when the goals, you were 2-0 down in no time, that until half-time when Salmon came on meant that there wasn't a great deal of pattern going forward. And yeah, people just lost it, just lost their shape, etc.
Yeah, it was one of them. I mean, I want the players to go and move and pass the football. And again, both teams ended up with the same formation, didn't they? We were, you know, they got themselves in the lead, and they were, if you like, when you got like that 1-4 diamond two, you know, they had the spaces in between there and they had too much of the football. You narrow that up. And again, when I've got like a front three in there as well, we're looking to be positive in our mindset as well of turning the ball over. And then it's a game about fullbacks, isn't it? You know, everyone's narrowed up, then who's got the ball? And we had 2-0. For me, we were still in the game. Next goal was important. But lo and behold, the third goal that we've given away is crushed that.
Going forward, I mean, obviously it's Morecambe on Tuesday. Do you look at some of the other members of the squad now, because it's a cup game, etc., just to take some people away from the firing line and say, well, look, go again. You've had a rough day on Saturday. You need to improve.
No, I'd already made my mind up what I was doing on Tuesday. And players who maybe hadn't started or even on the bench today, I'd already had a conversation with them about their involvement on Tuesday. And moving forward, but I need competition for places at our football club. And we've got to have a desire, I keep saying. We've got to have a desire and a hunger to win, and match day is about winning. Work hard through the through the week, but this is where it matters, come match day, and we've got to do better when it the next game comes about.
And purely on the basis of that psychology, and I appreciate headlines might be about defenders and goalkeeper, etc., but the lack of, or being outfought by Gillingham today, that's perhaps the underlying theme. It's a bit more worrying.
Well, as I said, them individual one-on-one duels that we talk about all the time, you've got to go and win it. So again, it's highlighted maybe several situations today. I've made the players well aware of that. But we, collectively, have got to get it right. And the players have got to step. We've all got to step up to the plate for the next game that comes in. As I said, it's about winning. And today we weren't good enough to go and win a game of football.